Welcome back, everybody. We're diving deep today into vector databases, specifically Shapelet's VectorDB. We're going to look at how it can boost performance and save you some serious money, too. You know, keep those profit margins healthy. This deep dive is a little technical, but don't worry. We're going to keep it fun. We've got two brilliant data scientists with us today, our experts for this adventure, ready to unpack all this.
Absolutely. Vector databases, you know, they're becoming the backbone of so many cool applications. Like, think about it. Everything from AI chatbots, you know, spitting out that realistic dialogue, to like those eerily accurate recommendations you get on your favorite streaming service. That's all the power of vector databases, crunching that complex data behind the scenes. But all that processing power, it comes with a price tag, right? Hardware, software, the talented people to manage it all, it can get pretty expensive. And then there's the whole scaling thing too. As your needs grow, it's a real cost conundrum.
I hear you. It's like trying to keep up with the latest smartphone. There's always something new and shiny. But can my wallet handle it? I think a lot of our listeners are probably feeling that pressure to stay ahead of the tech curve.
Mm-hmm.
But without, like, you know, blowing their budgets.
Exactly. And that's where understanding how these databases work and how they use resources becomes so crucial. One of the biggest factors affecting both performance and cost is good old RAM.
RAM. Like the memory in my computer.
That's the one. Vector databases are all about speed. They need to access and process information incredibly fast. And RAM is the key. It's like having a chef's countertop. The more ingredients they can keep within arm's reach, the faster they can whip up that culinary masterpiece.
Okay, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Yeah. So RAM is like the chef's countertop, and the data is all the ingredients ready to be processed. Makes sense.
Exactly. RAM allows vector databases to hold tons of data in memory, so it's instantly accessible. No waiting around for those slow reads and writes from a hard drive. It's all about that instant gratification.
So, more RAM equals faster database performance.
There's
gotta be a catch, right? Nothing's ever that simple.
You're catching on quickly. The catch is that RAM can be expensive. The more you need, the higher the cost. It's that classic battle between speed and budget.
Okay. So that brings us to Shapelet's VectorDB. What's their secret weapon in this balancing act?
Shapelet has really focused on cost efficiency, and they've got this clever trick up their sleeve called roaring bitmap compression.
Roaring bitmap compression. Sounds intense. This is where things get super technical.
Don't worry, we'll break it down. Yeah. It's all about shrinking the size of the data, especially for the type of data often seen in vector databases called sparse data.
Sparse data. Is that like data that's gone on a diet?
Kind of. Think of it this way. Imagine you have a website with millions of visitors. You want to find specific groups of users, maybe those who visited a certain page and also made a purchase.
Yeah. That sounds like valuable information for any business owner.
Exactly. Now, the old school way to do this would be to compare these giant lists of user IDs, those who visited the page, those who bought something. You can imagine how slow and clunky that would be. That's where roaring bitmaps come in. Instead of those massive lists, we use bitmaps. Think of them like strings of ones and zeros. Each user gets their own little spot in the bitmap.
Okay, so if a user visited the page, their spot in the bitmap gets a one. If they didn't, it's a zero. Got it.
Exactly. And we can do the same thing for purchases or any other action we want to track. Now, finding the overlap between those actions, the users who both visited and bought, becomes a simple bitwise ANDI operation. Computers can do that super fast.
So we're saving space by ditching those long lists of IDs and using these compact bitmaps instead. And it's way faster for processing, too.
Yeah.
It's like magic.
It kind of is. And because we're often dealing with sparse data, meaning lots of zeros, roaring bitmaps only store the one bits. It's like packing for a trip and realizing you can fit everything in a smaller suitcase.
I love that analogy. So less data means less RAM needed, which means lower costs. You're using fewer resources, so your hardware, energy bills, cloud hosting, it all gets cheaper. Plus, as you said, smaller data means faster processing overall.
Exactly. Shapelet is all about delivering that high performance. Without breaking the bank, they're changing the game by making vector databases more accessible to everyone.
This is starting to make sense, but can you give us a real-world example of how this roaring bitmap compression actually works in practice? Let's stick with that website analytics scenario.
Sure. Let's say we want to find all the users who visited a specific product page, added that product to their cart, but then for whatever reason didn't actually complete the purchase.
Sounds like a pretty common problem for any e-commerce business. You want to figure out why people are abandoning their carts?
Exactly. Traditionally, you'd be comparing multiple lists of user IDs, those who visited the page, those who added to cart, and those who purchased. But as you can imagine, Sifting through millions of IDs would be a nightmare, slow and computationally expensive. Roaring bitmaps make this so much easier. Each of those actions, visiting the page, adding to cart, purchasing, gets its own bitmap. And remember, each user is assigned a specific bit position within those bitmaps.
So if a user visited the product page, their corresponding bit in the visited page bitmap would be a 1. If they didn't, it'd be a 0. And the same logic applies to the other bitmaps.
Exactly. Now, to find the users who visited the page AND added to cart, we perform a bitwise ANY operation. Between those two bitmaps, the result is a new bitmap, where only the bits representing users who did both actions are set to 1.
Okay, so we've narrowed it down to the users who showed interest in the product by both visiting the page and adding it to their cart.
Right. Now, to exclude those who actually completed the purchase, we take this new bitmap and perform a bitwise and NOT operation with the purchase bitmap.
So any user who did make a purchase will have their bit flipped to 0 in this final bitmap. We're left with only those who added to cart but didn't buy. Clever.
Got it. We're left with a bitmap highlighting only the users who visited the page, added to cart, but did not purchase. And these bitwise operations are incredibly fast for computers to process.
It's like a super efficient filtering system.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are we saving space with this compressed bitmap representation, but we're also massively speeding up the analysis process. This has to have a huge impact on costs.
It absolutely does. Faster queries mean less computing power needed, which translates to lower hardware and energy costs. It's a win-win.
This is really eye-opening. Shapelet's approach with roaring bitmaps isn't just about performance. It's about fundamentally changing how vector databases use resources, which then has a ripple effect on cost efficiency.
Exactly. You get the power and speed of vector databases without the sky-high costs traditionally associated with them. It's about doing more with your data while keeping costs in check, giving you a real competitive edge.
Speaking of competitive edge, how does all this translate to real-world benefits for businesses? What's the big picture impact?
It affects everything. Customer experience, innovation, even sustainability. Faster queries mean faster responses for your users, whether it's personalized recommendations popping up in real time or a chatbot that can keep up with a conversation. Snappy user experience is crucial in today's digital world. And when your vector database is running efficiently, you can deliver that responsiveness. Happy users mean a happy business.
So investing in a vector database like Shapelet's, it's not just about the tech. It's an investment in your customer relationships as well. What about the impact on innovation?
When your data infrastructure is lean and mean, you free up resources for other things. You can experiment with new AI applications, develop more sophisticated analytics models, and find creative ways to leverage your data for insights. It's about unleashing the power of your data to fuel innovation and growth.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about sustainability? I wouldn't have immediately connected vector databases with environmental concerns.
It's a connection more and more businesses are making when you're using less hardware, less power, and fewer cloud resources. You're reducing your carbon footprint. Shapelet's, with its emphasis on efficiency, aligns perfectly with this movement toward environmental responsibility.
So it's not just about profits. It's about a more sustainable and responsible way to manage data. It seems like Shapelet's really is onto something with this approach. But just to play devil's advocate for a second, you talked about all the great things. But are there any downsides or limitations to using this technology? Is there anything we need to be aware of before jumping in?
That's a great question. And it's important to be aware of the trade-offs with any technology. With Shapelet's, one thing to consider is that roaring bitmaps really shine when dealing with sparse data, lots of zeros, if your data is very dense, with mostly ones. The compression benefits might not be as dramatic. Another consideration is that while bitwise operations are super fast, setting up and managing those bitmaps can require some upfront effort. You need to carefully think about how you structure your data and design your queries to take full advantage of roaring bitmaps.
So it's not just a plug and play solution. It requires some planning and optimization to get the best results.
Yeah.
But for the right use cases, the benefits seem to far outweigh the challenges.
Absolutely. And the great thing is that Shapelet's provides tons of resources, tools, documentation, even support and consulting services to help users get up and running quickly and smoothly. They're really committed to making this technology accessible.
That's reassuring to hear. It sounds like Shapelet's has thought this through from every angle. Performance, cost, sustainability, and even ease of use. This has been a truly fascinating deep dive. I feel like we've gone from feeling overwhelmed by all the vector database hype to actually understanding how it works and, more importantly, how it can make a real difference.
We're glad to hear that. It's definitely a complex topic, but we hope we've shed some light on how Shapelets is making it more approachable and impactful for everyone.
Definitely. Now, before we wrap things up, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question to ponder. As we move toward a future where data is increasingly valuable, how can you use what you've learned today about efficient vector databases to make a difference in your own field, whether it's streamlining a process, developing a killer new product, or simply making more informed decisions? The power of this technology is within your reach. A big thank you to both of you for joining us on this extra technical deep dive. It's that every day we get to geek out about bitmaps and compression. I think we all learned a lot today. And to you, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.